Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, you want a corner?
Yeah. No, just put a sandwich in the toaster oven.
See, diagonal.
There's a diagonal cut to it.
Mm. Show me the other side.
What kind of sandwich you have there?
Oh, it's some kind of Aruba.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not supposed to eat here.
That's a diagonal cut in the middle of the sandwich. That's not
that's not corner to corner. That's not a true corner to corner diagonal.
Do we have to be perfect about it? We have to be perfectionists? I think that's diagonal.
Well, it's diagonal in nature, but it's not a true edge-to-edge, corner-to-corner.
Have you ever tried to cut anything with the knives we are supplied with?
You're using a plastic one in there?
Yeah, they bet.
Yeah. What are you going to do? As T-Bone said, the diagonal cut is a longer cut. That's what it is.
When did he ever talk?
Don in the car. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, they're going to make the perfect BLT. You take the slice of the bread, put two of them in one slot. That way, when it comes out, it's nice, doughy, and warm in the middle, and nice and toasty on the outside.
It's an interesting idea. Two pieces of bread in one slot of the toaster. Sort of jam it in there.
I got you.
So that it doesn't toast all the way through. It only toasts on one side.
What about Texas toast? You a fan of Texas toast?
Yeah, like, what about it, though?
Are you a fan of it? Like,
yeah.
Do you like the thick? So, do you like a thicker?
Absolutely.
Like, I like a thin piece of toast for breakfast. I don't like the real thick stuff.
Well, who eats a piece of Texas toast at breakfast?
I'm saying if you have Texas toast, not garlic toast, but like Texas-sized bread.
Oh, they just that.
Yeah.
Just that without the garlic.
They sell
and the
Texas bread.
A little bit of cheese on there. Mm. I get what you're saying. 617-779-0985. Back to some of your football calls.
Sure.
Joe's in the car. Joe.
What do you got, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? Look, I just wanted to weigh in real quick. Two items. First of all, Zoe, as you know, anybody that has been either an offensive or defensive coordinator, Bill Belichick, is basically putting his game plan into what they'll do, and they're running it. I don't think under no circumstances is Greg going to hurt. If anything, I think he's going to help the Patriots because of his age and his knowledge. And I think working for Bill, he's never worked for someone like Bill Belichick. And I'm sure he understands and knows with all the trips to the Super Bowl we've had, what type of guy? Look at your defensive coordinators you had here. All great ones. But you know what? So it's Belichick. That's the one who makes
I think we know that. Yeah. I mean, he's been around Bill. He comes to camp, he comes to practice. It's not like he's a stranger. Plus, he coached those guys in the secondary, in college. So, I mean, there's some familiarity there. But they're older.
Devin was asked in 2014, who's a harder coach to play for, McCourty or Schiano. What do you think he answered with?
You mean Belichick or Schiano?
What did I say?
McCourty or Schiano.
Oh, McCourty was asked Belichick or Schiano.
I'd say he said, I think he would say Schiano.
Yeah, he did. We have the audio of it if we can pull it up for Zoe. But he said Schiano because he said he'd get in your face, yeller and screamer type.
He seems like a hard ass.
Yeah, hardo.
Just a forehead. He's got that overhead or that super brow. Football coach. He looks like a football coach. Like if he walks down the street, he's got a whistle around his neck. Hey, look at that guy. He's a football coach. Gym teacher.
Angry dude.
Yeah.
Hardo. Daryl and Woburn, what's up?
Will you dance with a stranger?
I love Joe. What did he do? He put us on hold? So he's like at work and he put us on hold? And this is their on hold music.
This company sucks.
Very, very country.
What is this?
Not a company like, I want to work for.
Do you think this is Loretta Lynn? Come on, we got to guess.
It's like
Loretta
old Lynn. Country, yeah, right?
This is like Ricky Tick. Not good.
You ever read that? You ever see that cartoon Ricky Tick Tumbo?
The song?
No.
You ever show it to you in school?
No. See if we can ID the song.
It's Snake.
You should.
This sucks.
This is awful.
I'd hang up.
Finding out what it is.
Why only us? That happened to anybody else.
How it goes.
What's those other weird songs? Sounds.
No matches.
No match?
No.
Ooh, the crowded room.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Somebody make it stop.
No. This can't go.
Where do you think Daryl works where this is the music?
What whispers in the aisle?
I'm going to put it back to
crowded room, whispers in the aisle.
We'll go back to a couple minutes and see what happens. See if we're on a different song yet.
Oh, that was a torture. You got to be kidding me with that.
Tom is in the truck. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on? I got 2 points now. So real quick for you, I'm a rental man myself, and the best breakfast place by far is Nicky's over by Lake Charles.
Absolutely. $4. Oh, feed no, yourself. Feed your face.
Exactly. And my other point about the defense side on the Patriots, I just want to know.
You ever get the fried clam plate there?
No.
It's pretty good.
The shellfish, man.
You'd be shocked. Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. So yeah, go ahead. No, your Patriot no. point.
So I got one quick thing. Out of the Super Bowl win defenses, who do you think had the best chemistry between Vrabel and Brewski? Hightower and Spikes, or Hightower and Van Noy? That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Tom.
Brewski and Vrabel.
Yeah.
Legendary. Tell you what. We're sitting here and who brought up, was that you, McCarthy, yeah. brought up the Hightower question?
Where does Dante Hightower rank in the history of the Patriots dynasty when it comes to linebackers?
I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, okay, he's better. I'd put him maybe ahead of Mayo, you know, Brewski was legendary and won a bunch of Super Bowls. Think about the big plays Hightower has made in Super Bowl winning games. The strip sack on Matt Ryan.
Right.
The hit on with a hurt shoulder on Marshawn Lynch to force them to throw the ball. He's the guy. He was going to walk in. Hightower took him down.
How about the stop? Mm-hmm.
And him absolutely just destroying people this past week.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Three amazing Super Bowls.
That was I thought this past weekend was one of his best games ever.
He was crushing people out there.
Yeah. It's like a man possessed.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have what he's having.
What is it, Jim? You found it?
Yeah, Tom found it. Dance with a Stranger?
What? By?
Stephanie Johnson?
What year did this come out?
This is like late 80s. Just,
Would your dad like, who would listen to this?
I don't know.
Like Shaughnessy?
I don't think so.
What experience? What are you singing about experience?
I don't think there's a big audience for that.
What the hell kind of song is that?
Should we try it again, see what's going on there now?
Yeah, go ahead. Pump back up.
All right.
Oh, God.
This just feels like a generic...
Elevator,
smooth jazz.
No, this is good hold music.
This is what you would expect.
If I were on hold with this company... I would
I'd
not
hang
get
up.
My business
There's no
this
way
company.
I would stay on hold with these
Hell
people.
Hell no.
Oh, then where'd the beat go?
In this
oh,
song.
Oh, God.
Shh.
What are we getting next? That's the question.
Oh. Tiny Dancer? Beep,
beep. Beep, 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 Please hold. Your call is important to us.
Gouge my ears off. Go all Van Gogh if I were on hold with this company.
All operators are currently busy.
This is what you shouldn't do at your company. How do you know when your company
hold.
Sucks?
Yeah.
Oh, this is your hold music.
It's important to us. All right, Daryl, we'll put you back on hold. We'll check back in a few minutes.
Daryl.
Brother, Daryl. Tom is in the car. Tom. Okay, Tom's not there. Call us back.
Jim it's going well.
Jim and Beverly on the bread. Jim.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, Jim?
So here's a little tip. You always cut the toast diagonally, of course, but you don't have to refrigerate the butter. You leave the butter on the counter. So when you
yeah, but it gives you an aftertaste, though.
No, it doesn't.
All the time.
It does.
No, it doesn't. I hate you. You can't have the butter in the fridge. You got to have it out on the counter. Somewhere.
Liquefied butter. I love liquefied butter.
Room temperature.
You got to get that. You got to get the Irish butter. There's Irish butter.
It's well, what's so Irish green. Butter? What does that mean?
That's what it's called. You'll see it's in a green container. It's called Irish butter. It's so much more creamy than regular butter.
You know how to step up your cooking game at home?
How's that?
Do what he just said to do. Is leave the butter out, get it soft.
Yes.
Cut up some garlic, some chives, some basil. Mix it up in the butter. And then get wax paper out and roll it and chill it. And you just take little dabs of that and throw it in a pan.
I watch
a lot of cooking shows.
Yeah, have you done it? You do it at your house?
I have not done it.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
I remember going in the fridge saying, boy, I wish I did that.
Emeril over here is telling us all these things we need to be doing at our home.
Yeah.
No one has time for that. Wax paper.
Does
everyone have wax paper in their home? Like, I know, you know, say people who do a lot of baking use it, but still.
I don't know what
you have no for. Idea if I have wax paper in my house or not.
You probably do.
I'll find out.
I'll let you know. Okay, there's tinfoil.
There's tinfoil, there's saran wrap, and then that baggies, would be the same place where you put the wax paper. Yeah. I have no idea if that's in stock right now. Like, how often do you need a piece of wax paper?
Not for the level of cooking I'm doing.
Wax paper is the type of thing where the box of wax paper is like 12 years old.
Aren't you supposed
to look at the packaging on this? This is really old.
Isn't that how you thin out chicken with the hammer? You put it between the wax paper and you pound the hell out of it? You beat the hell out of it.
Do you need wax paper?
Tenderize the meat?
Yeah, so it's not splashing everywhere. Yeah, you put it between wax paper and you beat the hell out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tim is in Quincy. Tim.
Timmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hanging out.
All right, his window's open. He's not ready to go. Yeah. Be ready to go. Daryl, let's see what Daryl's music is.
This is interesting.
Ugh, UFOs.
Sounds like Hardy's lithium.
Sounds like something just died. Oh.
It's picking up now.
Better.
It's going to be a great day.
It's like sitting around the campfire now.
Going to go to the beach. Go for a swim in the sun and the water ain't gonna quit feet. Cause it's a great, great day.
617-779-0985. It's a Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah.
Let's keep it rolling next.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
This could totally be a hold song on Daryl's line.
Except it's way better than anything on Daryl's.
Well, it is, it sounds like it could be one of his songs.
No, no. Right. This sounds like that awful Christmas song. The Irish song.
No, it doesn't.
You think it sounds like that? Oh, that freaking Pogue song. Oh, my God.
This is Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretend.
It's
good stuff.
I don't like the Pogues.
We're aware of that. Yeah, that awful. We know. 617-779-0985. Do you think we'll ever get to talk to Daryl?
Oh. He's not there.
You don't think so?
No.
Let's try.
Go to it.
Still not there.
Not Daryl.
Still not there. Tim and Quincy's back on the line. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
big time listeners. My radio station never leaves 98.5.
Nice.
Thank you.
Chronic.
Huge fan. I just want to know, even if we do lose Gronk next year, right, I mean, Brady's exceptional with making it work with any player. Do you think that, you know, at his age, he can still do that if we lose Gronk and he can still turn players into great players that are mediocre?
Yeah, I mean, he used to throw the ball to Michael
Manawanui.
Michael Ho'au. Wait a minute. I already did this song. Damn it. We're not doing it. Nope.
Ho'au Manawanui.
There you go.
Yeah. Like, that's the type of talent he had here.
Umanamana movie.
Remember? They brought in Dwayne Allen, paid him all
his
money.
Did you see the jersey that someone had?
Yeah.
Jim took a picture of it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. The mispronunciation of Umanamana movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I prefer they not do that, though.
No, I don't. I'm not saying bring that type of player.
Let me put
in.
It to Tim this way: I don't want to find out the answer to that question.
Right, because you're replacing a Hall of Famer.
Know.
Think about it: you're replacing a Hall of Famer. Rob Gronkowski is a Hall of Famer. I think he's coming back.
You think he's coming back?
I do.
Did you hear him the other day on Fallon?
I did not.
So on Fallon, when he was talking about dodging beer cans, he said, "Yeah, we're getting our practice in for next year," and that was not at all him talking about his future. But some people read into that as him saying he's thinking about next year and he's coming back for next year. He also went on to say at the end of his Kimmel interview, Fallon interview.
Same thing.
I watch Kimmel more than I do Fallon.
Yeah.
But he said at the end of the interview that, you know, he was going to take some time and pretty much said, you know, you got to feel good and feel good at the end of the year. And he indicated that he does feel good. I think that will be a bigger determining factor than anything else. How he currently feels. Which could be good in that he right. does feel good and he is really ready to play another season. Or it could be bad in that he feels good right now and he's sort of fooling himself.
How about the stuff he told Belichick the other night when they were talking on some of that mic'd up? I don't know if it was mic'd up
you're
or somebody picked
ever.
Up in it. Not you're the best,
best
ever.
You're the best
you know
coach?
What we did? We found our identity. Like, this team didn't have an identity through 13 games is what he's saying. We had no identity.
And then what? They lost
we got
Josh
hot,
Gordon
we
and
found
it?
We found our identity. Got a running game. Got our defense cranked up. I mean, what the defense did in those three games, man, those three playoff games, divisional round, AFC title game, and the Super Bowl, phenomenal job for Brian Flores.
I haven't stepped out in like 8 months. I got to step out.
I'm with you, man.
Yes.
I'm even going to step out.
Oh, I like it.
I'm even going to step out.
Jim said he closed the party down. Did Bill close the party down?
Yes.
Jesus. Throwing him back?
Huh. I assume he was.
Yeah, he likes him.
I assume he was.
A couple Heinekens. Mm.
That what he's into?
I think he and Jimmy love Heineken, yeah. A
couple of the Heinies?
Yeah. Yep.
Scott and Weymouth. Hi, Scott.
What's up, guys?
Hey, boom.
We're going to hit to a couple points real quick. I just promised my cousin I'd say hello. What's up, Kevin? He's listening. He's a fan.
Oh, Kevin.
Now, Zolak, I got a question for you before I get to my the genesis of my call. Where you been? Would you walk home from Atlanta?
Yeah, I walked home from Atlanta.
Really?
I was dealing with some family stuff.
Did you? Okay, I'm sorry. If
no
it's
problem.
Personal, my bad.
Boom.
No
boom.
Offense. Boom. Boom.
Yeah, boom.
All right, here's the point of my call. Are you aware it is very possible that all four Boston sports teams, not only that, as my cousin Kevin said, even the Revolution, we'll put them in, could win the championship in the same year. The Red Sox already did it. Done. Boom. Pats just did it. Done. The Celtics are obviously in the glove. Are you kidding me? They're right there. And the Bruins are right there. Give or take a bounce of a puck, you know, maybe a hot goalie for a couple of months in April, May, June. Imagine if all four teams
slam.
Won the championship. How sick would that be?
Tiger slam. That's what you're rooting for.
Be great. Oh, I don't think it happens. In fact, I think we're done for this cycle. Yeah, I don't think the Celtics or Bruins are winning the championship.
And the Revolution crosses like 12 months of a cycle. So how do you count them? Do you count them when they start the season or when they end the season?
I think when they start.
So they start before baseball,
stupid
but
question.
They end after baseball.
Stupid question. When do they start?
They start
or when does it end?
March.
Soon.
And it ends in September, October.
We're obviously
November.
Not talking to Friedel. So
we will
it'd be,
be
nice if they win and make our Friedel interview.
We'll totally be it's talking to him again.
Turn some things around down there. They've
it's very good.
Couple rough seasons for them.
Good. Yeah. It's very nice.
Here's my advice for them. Don't suck again.
Yeah.
He's a good spiker. You know, I'm not going to say which goalie I'm going to put in. You know. I love Friedel. Friedel and the Beetle. Friedel and the Beetle.
You scared the hell out of him a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
Oh, I was scared. Like, hey. In the hallway. Like, I know you. With a big apple cap on. Like, look at you over there, you European. It's neat.
We got our schedule up there. How about that? March 7th.
Oh, wow. They put the schedule up there. Great. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, so Holly was excited about the schedule release.
Matches.
Like NBC Sports.
and stuff.
Yeah. That's such a March to November. That's a long
that's
season.
That's a long season. Yeah, it's a lot of sports. A
lot of expenses.
A lot of flights.
Yeah.
No, more importantly, it's a short off season for the players.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Soccer.
Oh, they've had some longer off seasons in the last 3 years.
Oh, McCarthy coming in with the one-liners. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't think it's happening. You think the one of the other two teams could win?
I don't.
I don't think either one is going to win.
I don't think it's very likely, like the call said.
Oh, no. No,
he said very possible.
Boom.
Okay, is it possible the Bruins win the Cup? Yeah, it's possible.
Sure.
Right now, how are you feeling about the Celtics? Is it possible they win the NBA championship? Because I don't think that's possible right now.
Nope.
No. I'm not feeling that.
The Bruins have a better shot to win.
I'd say the Bruins. I think right now the Bruins are closer than the Celtics.
How about that?
And I don't think the Bruins are close, by the way.
Right. I'm with you on it. I don't think it's likely they will win it, but I would think that the Bruins would win it before the Celtics.
Bruins are like a good middle-of-the-road team right now. They're not a bad team. They're not a great team, but they're worth investing in. You get into the playoffs, see what happens type of situation there.
While we're talking about it, Tom just asked a question.
What's that?
What's the best Boston sports team not to make the playoffs?
Oh, the next...
Next one from here on out.
That's a great way of reversing what we typically do. Who's the next team to miss the playoffs?
Probably the Red Sox. 2 years from now, after 2019.
I mean, hockey and basketball, you should make the playoffs.
This year, they're going to make the playoffs.
Man, you got to be really bad not to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
On basketball, considering how the league is structured and how you have super teams. You'll start charting this when Brady's done. What's the Red Sox window?
One year.
Well, that's probably 1 year. What McCarthy said.
Probably two years. Brady's window's what, 2 years?
It's much harder to make the baseball playoffs than any other. I mean, you only get 10 teams in, one wild card team. Right.
Stupid play.
Do you count I wouldn't even count the wild card game.
I don't count
the
wild card game. I don't count that as
if you lose the wild card game, do you say you made the playoffs?
No.
It's called
a play-in game.
Absolutely not.
You're playing in to get in the playoffs.
Yankees are good. Rays aren't bad. Red Sox will be the next team.
This is my problem with baseball's wild card system, that you can be a wild card team and your fans don't even want to consider you a playoff team, which is just so backwards. Right. Because when you used to be the wild card, you were absolutely 100% a playoff team. So, yeah, I count that as making the playoffs if you're a wild card team. I don't discount that.
Things might get kind of ugly here after 2019 with the Red Sox. No farm system. Everybody's a free agent. They're going to be willing to pay everybody? I'm telling you, the Red Sox.
Can they win the World Series this year?
Yes, they can.
Okay. Yes.
Who cares? Yes, they can. Yeah. I'm saying you have to look 2 years out.
So the next team to not make the playoffs, the 2019 Red Sox. But I also think that it's very... Yeah, right. 2020. Yeah. We're in 2019. I also think it's very unpredictable year to year with the Bruins right now. What direction they go, what they do with their veterans, who do they move anybody...
This is that core of veterans.
Right. What's left in Chara's career? That could be another team. So I would say it's either the Bruins next season or the Red Sox next season. Those two. And then when Kyrie leaves and they don't get Anthony Davis.
Oh, my God.
Gordon Hayward never returns to form. And I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Danny, several reports out there, because we know Anthony Davis did not get traded. Several reports say that you guys, the Pelicans and the Celtics, have a deal in place.
Wait. What are you talking about, several reports? Give me one. No, give me two. Give me two reports
I'm not leaking that out, Danny.
Because this is exactly what happens. Yeah. Like what you just said right there, there are several reports. I think there's been one report.
But then other people latch on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, of course there's no deal. Of course there's nothing like that. I have no idea where that comes from. I think that we have a history with New Orleans in that we've tried to do deals with them before, and they have a knowledge of our roster and our team and our assets and all that. But other than that, there's absolutely no deals.
Wow, welcome to the Spin Zone with Danny Ainge last night on Comcast. Excuse me, NBC Sports Boston. At what point do you think I'll stop saying Comcast?
Never.
It's been a year?
That's easy. It's easy.
I can't stop doing it.
Comcast. CSN.
NBC Sports Boston last night. Those reports, there's only one report. It's been regurgitated.
Show me one. Well, there is one.
Yeah. It's all garbage. But they actually have a great understanding of our roster and down the road. Give me a break, Danny. Give me a break. This is why this league is fun. All this nonsense that goes on. And so the Celtics are clearly in.
It's also what bugs Kyrie, though, too. All this crap. I think that's part of, You know, God, these rumors and people saying this and that.
Yeah, and who creates that stuff?
He feeds
it. The players
feed into it. All his fellow players feed into it.
Isaiah Thomas
started
this stuff.
Kevin Durant is so pissed off.
Right.
Like, give me a break, Kevin Durant.
Just want to play ball.
You're as big a part of that as anybody.
Yeah. Just want to play ball. Then what are you going to Hamptons for? Oh, your buddy's here.
Yeah, why are you holding free agent parties at your house then?
Yeah.
Come on. It's. I never listen to these guys when they complain about the media, all the rumors. Where do you think this stuff comes from? It's you, your agents. You love it. It's why the league is so popular, because it's drama is what it is.
It's the best part of the league.
It's crazy. It really is. It's like no other sport in this regard. But they just they like all the rumors, and they like all the things flying, but they just don't like it about themselves is what it comes down to. But Anthony Davis is someone that Danny Ainge has coveted for a long time for obvious reasons. The guy's great. So I think that these reports, and I think there are more than one report, I know that at least two separate reports we've cited in the last couple of days about the contact between the Pelicans and the Celtics. I think it's real. I think those discussions are going to continue. I think they're going to talk about this once the offseason hits. And you also heard in the headlines a few minutes ago that Danny Ainge says, you know, we didn't get married to Kyrie Irving, but we're engaged and we're, you know, getting married on July 1st.
Was he runaway bride? People do get stood up at the altar.
Well, I think that's what his point is.
Right.
It's not a done deal until it's a done deal.
Right.
So I think that's a positive sign. But if part of that reasoning is that Kyrie is going to stay here and sign that max deal, if part of the reasoning is that they're going to swing the trade for Anthony Davis,
great.
Then you have to trade Jason Tatum and you have to do that deal. You just have to. And in the process, the worst case scenario that you have is that you only get 1 year of Anthony Davis and you have a year with Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving on the same team next season and you are playing and competing for a championship. If that's the worst case scenario, that's a pretty good spot to be in. And at the end of the day, you're still left with a star in Kyrie Irving 2 years down the road. You're not in a bad spot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're not. And that to me is why, that to me should be number one reason on the list. If this is what keeps Kyrie here, then you don't have to give it any thought.
I agree.
You know what?
Then do
I think
it.
The Celtics aren't going to give it much thought either. I think they're going to be all in on this.
I think ownership too. I think ownership would say, let's go, let's push it.
But if Kyrie leaves and you get Anthony Davis here, how are you keeping him here when he doesn't want to be here to begin with? How do you convince him to stay?
Right.
And then what happens to you after that year when Kyrie's gone? You're left without Kyrie, you're left without Anthony Davis, and you're left without Jason Tatum? What did you do to yourself? That, to me, is a horrible situation.
Well, hopefully
you
still have Baines. I mean, that'd be, you can build around him.
But as long as you get Kyrie back, the Anthony Davis deal, this is how I've boiled this down. We spent a lot of time talking about it yesterday. As long as you get Kyrie back, the Anthony Davis deal is a no-brainer. No-brainer. And I know you're going to say the same because you love superstars.
I do too.
No matter what.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm tired of slow builds in this league. Hell yeah. I'd do it. I'd do it for a chance to win. Put those two together. Top 10 guy and a top 5 guy on your same team in Boston. Hell yeah.
All right, what if Kyrie's leaving? Would you still do it?
You still need one, yeah.
But my thought is if Kyrie's leaving, you have no shot at keeping him. You got no shot at convincing him to stay. The other
Davis
is gone.
Davis.
Yeah.
Right. Unless he thinks, okay, I can make this my team. Get another good point guard.
So there is a belief, the Celtics always hold the belief that they will be able to convince a guy, right? Oh, of course we will. We're the Celtics.
Yeah.
Which I just think is not true. Like, that's not going to be the case for everybody. But if you have Kyrie Irving on the roster, your case is a good one. You're making a really good case. The players rarely care about stability of ownership or how good the franchise is or the history. They care about who they're playing with. It's time we all recognize that. They care about who's on their team and what kind of say they have and who's on that team.
Is this team good enough, like, without Anthony Davis to win an NBA championship right now with Kyrie?
Right now?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. I don't know.
Yes, they are.
I'm not convinced of that.
No.
Have we seen this team play what we think is their full potential yet?
No.
And I'm kind of shook by that. Maybe it's a little early for me to be shaken by it.
We're still waiting on Gordon Hayward.
But if you're asking me if they have the talent on the roster to do it, they do. They have the talent. The talent is not performing. In the case of Gordon Hayward, he's not performing. He's not Gordon Hayward.
Do we know if he's ever going to be Gordon Hayward?
We don't know that. I assume he is. I'm assuming that this is just taking a lot longer than we thought it would.
Does it seem like it bugs Hayward? That's what scares me.
Yeah, I feel like he's probably stressed about it.
Yeah.
Right. I can't blame the guy. the injury he went through and the way he's playing now.
Right, but are you worried that it's like in his head now?
Yeah.
That because he has not sort of gotten back to being the same player he was.
Like you become, I don't want to say tentative, but you lose a step or two. That's all. You can get it back. But I think it's a confidence thing. Look at Gronkowski with all the stuff he's been through. You're hearing the stuff all year. Got to get him confident. Get him confident. Keep telling him he's good. Hey, Gronk, we need you. I need you. You gotta still push these guys. Something just not right with him. I don't know. And it's obviously the leg. How about that Laker thing, though? That whole situation. And Ball's old man and LeBron politicking and trying to get guys to go there. And then, yeah, you're going to be the first one off your bus to lead your team. You're such a leader.
That's the team you lost to last night. That's the team you gave up 42 Rondo, points to
Rajon,
in the third quarter.
Rajon, the bright lights, Rondo.
That's the team
game
you lost to.
Had juice.
Gave up 42 points.
Where'd you rank that loss? Bad loss?
That's a bad loss.
That's a bad loss.
That's a bad loss. Tell you what, why don't you wait
at home
to a team that lost by 42 the last time out, and you give up 42 to them in the third quarter? Tell you what, why don't you wake me up? Somebody come tell me when the Celtics team is worthy of my attention. Because through, what, 55 games or whatever it's been?
You sound like Murray to me. Oh, you sound like Jim Murray now.
Are they worthy of your attention?
Yes.
Are they?
Mr. Yes. High and Mighty over
here. Who's more interesting? Who's more interesting?
I get a question.
The Bruins
right now. You know me in uniforms? What the hell were they wearing green for at home against the Lakers? Parquet floor?
Yeah.
I don't want to make this an issue. If it's the Pelicans or Atlanta or somebody in, wear your black uniform or wear your green uniform. Why aren't you wearing your white uniform against the Lakers at home? It bugged me.
Seemed very upset by it.
I know they switch uniforms. I don't need the calls to tell me that, but that's kind of a unique one, right?
You should be in home whites.
Your home whites, parquet floor. Yeah.
That's definitely why they lost.
Yeah, not in the
defense. This is another thing to piss you off. Come on.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song. Oh.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. Boating. On the boat. In the water. Sharks.
Good music. Ahoy!
Ahoy.
Something to give away.
Oh.
Ahoy. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line.
Aha.
617-931-0985. We'll score a Valentine's Day dinner cruise aboard the Spirit of Boston. Your most memorable Valentine's Day yet is waiting on the water.
Sexy.
For you and your sweetheart aboard the Spirit for dinner.
Yep. You and your significant other.
Let me get through this first.
Sure.
And then you can wax poetic about it. Visit spiritcruises.com to book your Valentine's Day cruise today. Go.
What do you think they have there? Chicken cordon bleu? You get a choice? Maybe a filet of beef?
Little if you really want to know, broccoli rabe. I can tell you if you're right or not.
Yeah.
Have you been on the
Spirit? It was like we gave away tickets to a playoff game yesterday when we did this.
So I admit, I've said this many times before, that when you like are from Boston, there are things that you'd never do. Like, you never go on the duck boat. Like, I've never been on a duck boat ride in my life.
I went down.
Why do I need to go on a duck boat ride to take a ride around town and see all the things I already know are there?
I went down to take the kids, and I'd stop because it was so damn expensive. Like, I'm not taking this paying accident on a freaking duck boat.
I'm not going on this stupid thing. I feel
like
one of those
things. Super Bowl, then you can take your kids.
It's like $40 a pop.
I don't know. I just feel like one of those things I always heard about growing up but never thought I would actually, like, be able to do for some reason is, ooh, the Spirit of Boston. That's a big deal. Spirit of Boston. That's the type of thing as a kid. You go down, you look at it from the dock.
It's a steel ship.
That's a boat I'll never be on.
They paint it white every year.
That's for rich people.
That's sexy.
That thing is nice.
You gotta wear a tux on that.
I went on it this past summer. It's unbelievable.
Is it really?
Oh, it's great.
What do they have inside?
It's, I don't know, like there's bars on every level, so it's like a party.
I love taking a ferry like the Nantucket and just getting hammered on the ferry. Because they do make drinks.
This is not the ferry. No, this is a luxury boat.
So you just drive around in circles in the harbor?
You go yachting is what you do. Yeah, they go
yachting
in and around the harbor. Hmm. Go for a ride.
Tell you what, pretty coming in.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Summer day.
Real nice.
Oh, man, Friday night,
it's great. I think I'm going to be putting together a little event on the boat next year, if you don't mind. You going to make it?
Is it going to be in the winter?
No, it's going to be in the summertime.
That's a tough one.
on like a weeknight when you're around?
Yeah, I'll do weeknight.
Okay, yeah, it's not going to be a weekend.
So we'll commit to it now.
Yeah.
And he'll back out a week.
No. We're gonna plan a date that you'll be able to go.
Don't do it in July. Do it.
I'm off July. Not going to be here.
I'll be off the entire month of July.
Can't do it after July because training camp.
Training camp. Don't do it then. Because I'll be
having
first.
June 28th, Beetle?
Do late it June?
From June
late
12th?
June. We can do late
no.
June.
No, June. No, because I get itchy
right
then.
Before the 4th.
No.
Oh.
No.
What do you mean get late itchy June's then? Good. You're not going anywhere late
well,
June.
I start getting excited for days off and I start blowing stuff off. Like right there.
Blowing. Like this is a relaxation. This is a party type of event. Okay. So. This is right up your alley.
Nice linen shirt. Yeah. You should do a Nantucket.
Again, check it out. SpiritCruises.com. It's not just for rich people, I found out. Found that out.
Callis isn't going to be there, is he?
Why would he be?
He's like everywhere in the Super Bowl. We couldn't turn around. There's Callis.
We couldn't shake him at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I heard.
We couldn't
He was there at his the final sweatshirt.
Night, the
sweatshirt.
Final night, we went out with. I was out with Callis on Saturday night, and he was so drunk, he went nonverbal.
He does that.
He couldn't
Jim
speak.
Knows that.
And it was amazing. How great was that, Jim?
He felt it coming, though. Like 3 hours earlier, he's like, I need food. I need food.
He couldn't speak. He could not speak words.
Who does that?
Gattles.
The best was they asked him.
Sorry, Uncle Beetle was speaking for everybody.
So, my uncle was there, too. And so he's at the table, and they asked him if he wanted fries or, like, the chips, you know, like the warm chips you can get with the burger at this pub we were at. And he just like, and they were like, all right, put him down for chips.
Yeah, no, he wants fries. You should give him fries.
They came with chips, and he looks at the plate, and he couldn't really talk. But you could tell that he was disappointed in there being chips and no fries. So as Jim put it, Uncle Beetle, Uncle Jules was there, who laid into the waiter and said, wait, hey, you, bring him his fries.
Quincy guy?
Yeah, of course. He asked for fries. Bring him his fries. The guy's like, oh, okay. And he like didn't know whether to take the burger back. He's like, no, bring him on a separate plate. Bring the fries on a sip. Bring them right now. We had fries there on that table 30 seconds later.
And then he wasn't too happy, Uncle Beetle, with the service, with the amount, the frequency in which the waiter was coming back to the table.
Where'd you go?
The guy was disappearing for 25 minutes at a time. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that place is good. I got fish and chips. Awesome.
Yeah, it was a good spot.
Everywhere else had over a two-hour wait.
Yeah. Excellent. Cool.
We got in there. That place was huge. They also had like this bar that we went to. The bar was full. The tables were full. But they said, if you want to go out back, they had like this loading dock area where they just set up a couple of taps and they had coolers of beer. And they're like, you can go drink out there, but cash only, all under the table back there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
So Uncle Beetle yells after he pays. He wouldn't let us pay. Even though we can expense it, he wouldn't let us pay. He's like, I'm paying for this. And he gives the check to the waiter and he goes, so you're going to come back in like 20, 30 minutes and clean the table off now?
Are you serious?
Vicious.
Jesus.
Vicious.
Oh, yeah, he's not.
Why are people
like that? That's straight up Quincy right there. Straight up Quincy.
I saw it was all like, it wasn't even mean. It was like good natured.
Yeah, right.
Ball busting.
Speaking of Quincy, I saw that fight at the parade, that melee.
Oh, what's that with us?
They said it was a Braintree / Quincy fight.
Oh, was it?
Why do you hate Braintree?
Was it? I don't hate Braintree.
I don't know. It was like going viral. I said it's just definitely a Quincy Braintree fight.
Who said that? They confirm that?
I don't think that's confirmed.
That's just
somebody's making that.
Quincy
Braintree, fine. Go on.
Weymouth Braintree, though.
I
don't even know if Weymouth has got a problem.
Revere and Malden.
It's really like those Milton kids
that
you got to worry about. Those are the kids you got
to
worry
about. Hyde Park, Dedham. You know, go down to the bridge, fight them like Joe Murray.
Oh, my God.
Where's Murray from?
Hyde Park.
You know what I'm disappointed in? I'm disappointed that
my dad's from. Hyde Park. Oh, yeah.
Settle stuff.
Daryl hung up. Did you realize that, Jim?
Used to be.
Daryl's not on the line anymore.
Not any?
No.
Huh?
He'll call back.
Steve is in Shelburne today, though. Hi, Steve. Is that different from Shelburne Falls?
Is that Australia?
No, actually, I am about 98.5 miles due west of Boston.
Okay.
Nice.
So, anyways.
How's our signal out there?
So Shelburne Falls are like the same
Route
area,
two.
Right?
Route 2.
Yeah, Shelburne Falls is actually the village. Shelburne, it's not even listed as a city. Shelburne Falls is a village that's not even counted.
Okay, I know exactly where you are. I know exactly where you are, buddy.
Yeah, it's nice out here. I grew up in Boston.
Must
be. I grew up in Boston. I grew up in Somerville. Left there in 84. So I'm 62 years old.
Good background here.
Boston sports fan. So listen, I turned on the Celtics game last night at about second quarter.
You were pissed I didn't have the white uniforms on, weren't you?
No. You know what? I noticed that. I kind of said, why are the colors, Matt, you know, kind of going together, the yellow and the green? it kind of was interesting, but you know, I'm not particular as to what colors they wear at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it looked.
I like the whites.
But,
well, just
yeah. So listen, I'm kind of concerned about, you know, the NBA, where players are now deciding where they want to play, and it's almost like when I was a kid, we would sort of like stack our own teams up. You know, I wanted to pick my best friend.
Yeah, you like pick on a playground. You're gonna pick the good kids.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the last kid picked. Like, that's the worst.
No.
You know what I used to do? I was so good at kickball and stuff, like in fourth grade. I overcompensated for and I felt bad for the kid that never got picked, and I always pick him on my team. I stick him at third. You're never going to get the ball at third.
It's a nice guy.
Right.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Yeah.
So I just happened to notice, you know, they had a 15-point lead, and all of a sudden Kyrie Irving comes in. And, you know, I'm expecting him to excel. And I noticed, you know, him playing at a little bit slower speed than he usually does. And he started to pass the ball to his teammates that were outmatched.
He's a facilitator. Yep,
he was passing the ball to teams that were outmatched. They would steal the ball. I mean, as a matter of fact, there were times when he actually made a bad pass where they just kind of intercepted it. So, you know, I'm just really concerned. You know, I think Kyrie does want to leave. I think he doesn't want the drama, you know, that goes along with that. He wants to be honest, but I felt like he was playing for the Lakers last night. I'm not kidding. I mean, the Celtics started to lose their lead. And,
what are you saying?
I mean, he's good. He's really good.
So what are you suggesting?
Are you saying he was disengaged?
He didn't play well because it was the Lakers? He didn't play well because he doesn't care? What is it?
I think he's friends with the Lakers. I just think he's friends.
If there's one guy he wants to beat, come on.
That feels like a reach.
Yeah.
I'm not going to question him on that level.
No, you could tell on Ron. Like, when Rondo wasn't into it, you could tell. You know, and KG always used to say, yeah, the game needs some juice, man. Rondo's good. He'll be good. He'll be good. Game's got juice. Bright lights. You don't see that with Kyrie.
You know who lived in Shelburne Falls?
Who?
Bill Cosby lived there.
Want to give me a jelly pudding.
Not living there anymore.
No.
But he may still own a home there. But
it's possible.
That's where his house
Just
was.
Just eat the jelly pudding.
That's where his house was out there.
Yeah.
I had him as a guest professor once at UMass for a class. Yeah. Again, I don't think he's doing that anymore either. I don't think that's in the cards these days.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.